Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, foggy with drizzle developing late, a low of 36. The Racine Unified School Board Monday night is expected to name the next superintendent of schools. At her request, the board recently renewed current superintendent Lolly Ha's contract for only 1 year. At the regular board meeting Monday, the board is expected to name Deputy Superintendent Dr. Eric Gallion as the new leader of the district. According to the agenda, the board values a smooth transition in leadership and Dr. Gallion's work and contributions to the district. His employment would be subject to, according to the agenda, a mutually agreeable contract negotiated in good faith. The board is also expected to vote to compensate Dr. Gallion an additional $1,700 a month during the transition period if he will agree not to seek employment opportunities outside of the district. The board meeting is scheduled for Monday beginning at 6:30. Children in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program in Racine and Kenosha counties will be paired with police officers from across the two counties under a new program announced today. At a news conference in Racine Mayor John Dickert's office this morning, Ashley Hendricks, executive director of the organization, announced Bigs in Blue and said officers will mentor children in Big Brothers Big Sisters beginning in the fall.
We're looking at this for the upcoming school year, so getting everything ready, recruiting and training this spring and summer, and then rolling out in the fall.
Mayor Dickert said the program will complement the city's community-oriented policing program, which has been instrumental in reducing crime in the city. The Bigs in Blue program will begin with 50 officers from police departments across the two counties. Municipal government staff compensation has become an issue in today's society because of the desire to attract and retain the new generation of employees, the so-called millennials, while also competing against the private sector, and why the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole received an initial compensation study report. Patrick Glenn of Carlson Detman Consulting, which has done similar work for Burlington, explained how they measure, renew, and then recommend based on the total rewards approach. Glenn talked about fewer layoffs than in years past, but more workers quitting jobs for different reasons.
What that tells us from a wage standpoint is that people feel more comfortable leaving their job. More often than not, when they leave their job, it's because of a better opportunity, higher pay, better match to their career. And so it puts an upward pressure on wages. In fact, I just read a study, I think CareerBuilder.com did a survey, and they said that, you know, in 2017, about 22% of workers were felt comfortable and they were going to be looking for a new job in the coming year.
Glenn said they plan to do management interviews in February, report back in March, and get policy guidance to create the strategic plan for council adoption. The Menards off Oaks Road and Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant is going to expand the existing lumber yard on the east side of the complex. Interim Community Development Director Sam Schultz said it will be just over 10,000 square feet of warehouse space and almost 8,000 square feet for a special orders area. Rodney Wecken of Menards headquarters in Eau Claire said this is one of many such projects at their facilities around the state.
This is a company-wide initiative that we're doing to all of our stores to bring them up to a new prototypical standard. I think we expanded here with the additional warehouse south of our store probably 8 or 10 years ago. So it's similar to that. We're always continuing to try to create a better service experience for our guests. And so this is part of that initiative that we're rolling out to all of our stores.
The site building operational plan for Menards was unanimously supported by the Village Plan Commission. The Illinois man accused of killing an Illinois teenager whose body was found in western Racine County in 1997 has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. 39-year-old James Eaton was originally charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of 14-year-old Amber Creek. However, he pleaded no contest last October to a charge of being party to the crime of first-degree reckless homicide. As part of the plea agreement, a charge of hiding a corpse was dismissed. Eaton was sentenced today by Judge Eugene Gasarkevich. Eaton was arrested in April of 2017 after DNA found on discarded cigarette butts matched samples taken from the victim's body. The Kenosha police officer accused of punching a man who was in a romantic relationship with his wife waived his preliminary hearing this morning in Kenosha Circuit Court. Kendall West will return to court in February to enter pleas to misdemeanor charges of battery and disorderly conduct and a felony count of misconduct in public office. The alleged incident occurred while West was on duty New Year's Day. He currently is on administrative leave from the department while an internal investigation is underway. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.